Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. My name is Paul Neeson, and I have a website called Torah Life Ministries. Now, many people have heard the word Torah, and they think it's a Jewish thing. The Torah, in fact, is the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis, which in Hebrew means Bereshit. And that's the beginning of the word of our Creator, and it's the first five books. Many Christians come up to me, and when I mention Torah, and they say, well, I'm not Jewish, I haven't read a Torah. No, it's part of the Bible that many people have, but they do not read the beginning part of it. And if you don't read the beginning part of it, the problem is there's no foundation in what's being taught. Because the first five books in the Bible is what our Creator, what Yeshua taught, and what He taught His disciples. It's another word for guidelines and instructions. That's what the Torah is. It's mistakenly often referred to as the law. And many teachers are under the impression, well, the law is done away with. Well, the law is done away with. Well, if I submit to you that if any church pastor tells you the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are done away with, you go to a different church, because they are not done away with. They're in full force, and we need to stick to them at this time more than ever before. Because we can all agree that the values of this world, and I would go even to say the values of the church, have sunken so far away from the word of our Creator and Scripture that we've gotten to this place today where no one has any fear of our Creator. And that is a big problem, because they're under this perception that it doesn't matter how we act, it doesn't matter what we do, as long as we say a prayer, our Creator loves us no matter what. And even if we don't say a prayer and accept Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, He still loves us, so it doesn't matter. Well, that's not a scriptural concept, folks. And that's what I teach people. You see, understand that there's a concept out there, or a saying out there, we are to love the sinner, but hate the sin. So you see, they say, well, hate the sin, but love the sinner. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. And I want to submit to you that that's not a biblical concept. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Bible verse where you find that, love the sin, hate the sinner, it's not in there. You'll be looking a long time. It's not in there. So where did that come from? That actually came from Gandhi, who said something like that. What the biblical context is our Creator loves those who love Him, but He hates those who love sin. Now you might be listening thinking, what do you mean He hates those who love sin? He doesn't hate. And I submit to you that our Creator does hate those who love sin. Now, before you turn off the station or turn off the program, listen to what I said. He hates those who love. Now, underline that word love. Those who love sin. Those that practice and they want to perfect their sin. They love the world's ways more than they love His ways. He's done with them. You see, in John 3:16, it says He gave us His Son to cover our sins. Wonderful. He unconditionally loved us to give His Son to die for us. But now we have conditions. We have to become His sheep and desire to follow His voice. And the grace of Messiah is for those that have a desire to follow His voice and still sin. Yes, we're all sinners. But didn't I just say He hates all sinners? No, I said He hates those who love sin. See, we got to love what He loves and hates what He hates. There's a difference between He hates sinners and He hates people that love sin. It's a big difference. He's there for sinners. We're all sinners and we all struggle with certain things. But He knows our desires. And He sees our effort. And those that love Him, regardless of the result, the mercy is going to cover us. That's what the word says. But if somebody actually hates His word and loves sin more than they love His word, that's another story. Now, the average Christian listening might think, well, that's ridiculous that some Christian would claim to hate sin. And my reply would be, do you even know what sin is, according to the scriptures? Sin is found in 1 John 3:4, where it says sin is transgression of the word of our Creator. Transgression of the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Sin is living willfully against the Torah. So now you see, folks, why it's so important to follow the words, the guidelines, and instructions of our Creator. And the problem today is the church is actually teaching against it, saying we don't have to do those things. And I submit to you that His love for us is unconditional, that He gave His Son to die for us, but now there's conditions. And part of those conditions are to live a holy life, to live a certain way, to live a set apart way. You see, if we go under this false thinking that, oh, our Creator loves everybody no matter what, He loves everyone no matter what, then, folks, we have no reason to fear Him. We have no reason at all to fear Him. And that's the problem. Well, let's look what the scriptures say. In Proverbs 16:6, it says, iniquity is covered by mercy and truth. And the fear of Yahweh, that turns men away aside from evil. So men are going to turn aside from evil based on the, having the truth and understanding the truth. That's what it is. And the truth is that the guidelines and instructions are never done away with. And we have to follow them. Ezekiel 33:11 says, my Creator takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. He only wants us to change from our wicked ways so we can live. So we can have life. Now listen to that again. He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. But right there it's saying, wicked people will die. Well, according to the Bible, what is wickedness? Those that love sin. And who loves sin? Those that desire to do the works of man more than the works of our Creator. And that's the problem we have. If we go down teaching Christians, or Christians are taught that the Torah, the guidelines and instructions are done away with, we're actually saying, well, it's okay to sin. And that's what many Christians do. They use the blood of Messiah as an excuse to live in sin. You know, folks, that should take it away. And I'm not talking about legalism. This isn't legalist. What I'm telling you is we're saved by the blood of Yeshua. And that's it. That's the only way we're saved. We don't keep His guidelines and instructions to be saved. We keep His guidelines and instructions because we are saved. That should be it. That should be our heart. What does the fear of our Creator mean? Well, in Job 28:28, it says, and to man He said, see, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. You see, we need to fear Him so much and depart from the evil ways of this world. That's what we need to do, folks. That's what we got to start doing and thinking about. You cannot walk upright in our Creator's guidelines and instructions unless you fear Him. The fear of our Creator equals wisdom. So when you see wisdom in the Bible, that's what it means. Fear of Yahweh. So think about that from now on when you're reading your scriptures. Wisdom means fear of Yahweh. Now we see another word in scripture often. It's understanding. And there's many scriptures that talk about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Well, understanding, according to the Bible, means to depart from evil. So wisdom means to fear Yahweh, or to have fear of Yahweh. And understanding means departing from evil. And then there's knowledge. Now, knowledge is not defined in one word like wisdom and understanding is. But knowledge is getting so familiar with something, continuing to study and desire something or someone, where you continually learn about them or the ways. That's what knowledge is. So we have fear, we have wisdom, we have knowledge, and we have understanding. And these are three things we need to focus on. You know, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You know, and the knowledge they're talking about there in the Hebrew, it says, my people destroyed from lack of knowledge of the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And it goes on to say, because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you for being priests for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of your Elohim, your Creator, I also forget your children. Scripture goes on and on and on about keeping the guidelines and instructions in the scriptures. And departing from evil. Getting this understanding is essential. Understanding means departing from evil. In Job 36:12 it says, but if they refuse to listen to Him, they will be killed by the sword and die from lack of understanding. Understanding means departing from evil. So if they're not willing to depart from evil, they will be killed by the sword because they refused to listen to him. That's taking that same verse, Job 36:12, backwards. Backwards and forwards is the same thing, folks. We need to desire to depart from evil if we want to have a long life of peace and shalom. That's what the Bible says. Then we look at Psalms 119:66. In Psalms 119:66, it says, I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment, understanding, judgment, understanding, and knowledge. So teach me the fear of Yahweh. Teach me about departing from evil. Teach me good understanding. So we have to acquire knowledge as we study and learn. But we need this wisdom and understanding as well, this passion, not to walk in the counsel of the wicked and to depart ourselves from those things. Isaiah 33:6 says, the wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, and the fear of our Creator Yahweh. That is man's treasure. Oh, what a great verse that is. We need to think about that again. Let me say that again so wherever you're listening, you can focus on that. Isaiah 33:6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times, and the strength of Yeshua, and the fear of Yahweh, that is his treasure. And we go on to look at Daniel 12:10, folks, and this is a powerful scripture. And if you're listening right now and you're driving, you can't go directly to the scripture, you can contact the radio station you're hearing this on or the website you're listening this to and maybe listen to this again later. But everything I'm telling you is scripture here. And you can contact me via my website if you have questions about that or comments. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. But we look at Daniel 12:10. Daniel 12:10 says, many shall be purified and cleansed through trials, but the wicked shall do wickedly. Now, those wickedly is those that do not desire to depart from evil, but those that desire to do evil. So that's not just a sinner, somebody that messed up and they made a mistake. No, that's somebody who loves sin. So it says, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And we see here again, the word understand, what it means in scripture, is departing from evil. So the wise will depart from evil. Now, what is evil according to scripture? Because everybody thinks they're right in their own eyes, they're a good person. Well, there's a scripture in the Bible that says there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. I meet a lot of wicked sinners out there on the street when I'm street evangelizing, and they say, well, I'm a good person. Well, I'm a good person. Well, if you measure their life up to the scripture, they desire the sins of this world. They desire the sin more than they desire our Creator. I mean, the Bible wouldn't call that being a good person. The Bible would call that a wicked person. A wicked person does not desire to depart from evil. They are a desire to be part of the evil. But as it says here in Daniel 12:10, the wise shall depart from evil. The wise shall understand. We look at King Solomon, we look at 1 Kings 3:9, he says, give your servant an understanding heart to discern between good and evil. So to discern between righteousness and departing from evil. Give your servant a great heart that he would understand these things. Psalms 1:1 says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join with mockers. So we see the wisdom in those that do not desire to do those things. Because James 4:4 says, if you are a friend of this world, you are an enemy of our Creator Yahweh. That's what it says right there in the scriptures, folks. You know, our Creator loves those who love him and seek his ways. But those that love living in sin, those that desire and practice to do it so much till they perfect it, he hates those, as it says in the Bible. Psalms 1:2 says, the delight but people that delight in the guidelines and instructions, the Torah of Yahweh, they meditated on the day and night. You know, that is beautiful. They desire to stay away from the wicked. That's Psalms 1:1 and Psalms 1:2, but they delight in Yahweh's guidelines and instructions, meditating on it day and night. That's how we got to be, folks. We need to meditate on His Word day and night. You got to understand, folks, our Creator Yeshua, you know, died, took the place of our death sentence, took it for us so we can have life, not so we can continue desiring to live in sin. And yes, grace is when those who desire to have life and follow Him slip up, He's there to cover us. But that's not there for those that desire to not walk in our ways. You know, we got to get that right. We have to understand that. He died so we could have life, not so we can keep living in sin. Hebrews 10:28-29 says, "For if he who transgressed the law of Moses died without mercies at the mouth of two or three witnesses, how worse punishment do you think will be thought worthy to receive the one trampling the Son of Yahweh and having counted the blood of the covenant as common in which he was sanctified and having insulted the Spirit of grace?" People, you need to understand, if you were standing on a street corner and somebody stopped the car in front of you and came out with a gun and held it to your head and was about to pull the trigger, and at the last second somebody jumped in front of that bullet and they went down for you and they're lying on the floor, well, you got two choices now. You can remember what that person did every day for your life. You can go and tell others. You can be appreciative, and you can do your best to learn about this person that saved your life. Or you can continue to ignore him, his ways, everything he stood for, which including you saving your life or giving you an opportunity for you to have life. You can ignore that. And I'll submit to you, when a pastor says the law is done away with, what they are telling you is, kick that guy who just died for you. Kick him, spit in his face. That's what people are doing to Messiah. They don't even realize that the enemy has them so deceived. Remember the scripture I just said, how much worse that are insulting the Spirit of grace. See, folks, our Creator has a holy hatred for sinners or people that love sin. Psalms 5:4-5 says, "For you are not an Elohim who takes pleasure in the wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity." You know, somebody says, "Oh, our Creator can't hate. There's no way He hates. It's all about love." You might be listening to some preacher that's going to tickle your ears and tell you that, but, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth here on this show. And I'm telling you, it says it right in the scriptures, you know, that, you know, He hates workers of iniquity. You said it's impossible for a Creator to hate. And I say, well, look it up. Didn't He hate Esau? The Bible says He hated Esau. Well, once you look at that and you confirm that, well, if He hated Esau, why couldn't He hate you? He loves those that love Him, and He hates those that love sin. He hates those people that love desiring going against His ways. Psalms 11:5. "A Creator tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates." Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh." You see, folks, when I go out there on the street preaching and letting people know the truth, first thing I want to let people know is what sin is. You need to ask yourself, are you a sinner? Now you need to ask yourself, do you hate sin or do you love sin? Well, what is sin? Sin, as it's defined in 1 John 3:4, is transgression of the law of our Creator. So to know what sin is, you got to read the Torah. You have to read it. Otherwise, you don't know what sin is. That's what it's given to us, so we know what sin is. I mean, nobody will deny that. That's what it was given for. Some people say, well, I don't need that because that's the Old Testament and I have Yeshua and He wouldn't let me walk in sin. You know, the Holy Spirit has me guided on the path of righteousness and He wouldn't let me walk in sin. Well, I submit to you, there are many other spirits out there. And if that spirit that you're following and listening to has you living a life against Scripture, you are a sinner, you are deceived, and our Creator hates you. But if you study the Word and desire to stop sinning, even if you slip up, you can still be a sinner, but not with a happy heart. But now you're a sinner, somebody who hates sin and just wants to get out of it. Our Creator loves you, and He's there to help you. You see, folks, we need to fear sin the way we fear diseases of man. That's the problem, but we don't. We think of a sin, nothing special. Look, folks, if you're standing on a street corner and you hear somebody around the corner is coming your way and they have Ebola, you're going to run away. You're going to run away. You want nothing to do with that person that has that contagious disease. Well, what about if you're standing on a corner and somebody comes around the corner and they're walking towards you and somebody says, well, that person has sin. Do you fear sin the same way you fear cancer or the other diseases of man? Ebola and everything else? No, and that's the problem. You know, Matthew 18:8, it says, so if your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better to enter eternal life with only one hand and one foot than to be thrown into eternal fire with both your hands and feet. Some people say, well, that's just literal. We would never cut out off a body part or anything like that. But you see people out there with so much fear in their body of man, they'll go to a hospital if they're told they have cancer and they'll cut organ body parts out, everything else out just to not have cancer. Why don't you say, oh, that's just literal. I'm not going to take that literal. That's the problem we have, folks. We fear man more than we fear our creator. Sin is a serious thing, and you don't want it in your life. You don't want to enjoy it. You don't want anything to do with it. But that's all because we don't fear our creator, because we think he loves us no matter what. Again, not a biblical concept. What this all really comes down to is two things, folks. Number one is, Yeshua died for you so you could have life. But we hear that so often. Oh, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, he died for us so we could have life. Well, it's not just a cliche. It's a fact. He died. Somebody died. If you know a loved one close to you, a relative, a friend, a spouse, and your child, and they died, I'm sure you would think about that every day and tears would come in your eyes every single time you thought about that person. Well, that's how it should be when we think about our Messiah and what he did for us. And it's just not. Because we've disconnected on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, and on every level with what Yeshua did for us. And this is why we have no fear of him. He died for us for a reason, so we could have life. And he came the first time for sinners, but he's coming back for the righteous, not for those that choose to love sin more than they love him. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says it's the duty of every person to fear a creator and obey his commands. The duty of every person to do that. You know, Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. He says, I hate pride and loftiness and the evil way and the perverse mouth. So he hates people that lack wisdom because that's what departing from evil is. You know, you got to test yourself, test everything. Listen to what I'm saying and understand that your church has deceived you if you think the law is done away with because Yeshua is here and that's just legalism. That's what Yeshua himself taught, the guidelines and instructions. We got to get right with this because this is just going in the wrong direction. Here's more proof. Hebrews 10:26 says, for if we are willfully sinning after receiving the full knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice concerning sins. How much more clearer does the message have to be, folks? How much clearer? Exodus 16:26, Yahweh asked Moses, how long will these people refuse to obey my commands and instructions? And I say to the church out there that's listening right now, how long will you, who's listening to this, continuing to disobey his commands and his instructions and make excuses for them? It's time it stopped, folks. Psalms 50:22 is a great warning. It says, repent, all of you who forgot me, or I will tear you apart, and no one will help you. And then Psalms 50:23 says, but giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, that's my commandments, if you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of Yahweh. And that is Yeshua. What do we need to get that? It says, if you keep to my path, he will reveal, so our eyes will be opened. You understand there's a narrow road, and there's a wide road, and there's a narrow gate. And that narrow gate is Yeshua. But that narrow road to get to Yeshua, that is Torah. That is the guidelines and instructions that we are commanded to desire to follow as believers. Some people say, well, I don't do that, but he knows my heart. You know, they say that with pride or happiness. That's not a good thing that he knows your heart. Our hearts are evil, folks. We got to realize that. We got to understand. It says in 2 Kings 18:32, choose life instead of death. But when the people in scripture were presented with that, they answered not a word. Oh, we got to get right with this because time is running out, folks. John 8:32 says, "You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The truth is, we need the revelation and understanding of Yeshua. And it says, if you keep my path, he will reveal it to us. He will open our eyes and give us the salvation of Yeshua. But if we desire the ways of this world, that just won't happen. Folks, you can go to my website and see hundreds and hundreds of videos about Scripture and what it truly says at TorahLifeMinistries.org, www.TorahLifeMinistries, so there's an S at the end, .org. Or you can call me if you have any questions and you can't get to the internet. You can call me at 561-283-1707. And I'll be happy to take your call. Every Friday night, we have live fellowship online from 10 o'clock Eastern time to midnight. You can join me and a bunch of people online and discuss these things. And I also do videos daily on my website. And I'm traveling the country, giving lectures all over. You can see my tour schedule on my website as well. Again, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through right now, whether it's the toughest times in your life or just some issues that are going on, the scriptures are very clear. Something we do in our actions has something to do with the quality of our life. It's not just, you know, oh, here we are, and when our time's up, our time's up. No. It says it real clearly. The wicked shall die before their time. The righteous will get peace and shalom. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, folks. And I'm no way saying everyone's perfect. But I'm saying our Creator loves those who love Him. He loves sinners who struggle with sin. But He hates those who love sin. See, that's a big difference there. So I pray that you get that right and you've heard the truth and you tune in next week. If you're listening locally in the local radio station, WCNO, 11:30 a.m., and if you're listening on the internet, wherever you've heard this, it most likely will be on at the same time the following week as well. And you can contact me again through my website if you like, folks. And I just pray that your eyes will be opened. And the Bible says, if you seek and knock, He shall open a door. Well, just ask for a heart of wisdom. And that wisdom is departing from evil, a heart to depart from evil and love what He loves and hate what He hates. That's what we need to desire to do, folks. Love what He loves and hate what He hates. Tune in next week to hear more information or go to my website again, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can see many videos on that site as well and communicate with me at the phone number given now. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Working in